میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے، معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے، وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر، اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر، سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم، اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر، سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم، ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا اپنا بڑا، ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا اپنا بڑا، خاک غش گرتے سب زائرین حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا یوں مختصر، اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر، صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم، گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں، گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں، ہے مگر دوستو پاسبان حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم، ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم، گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں، زبان حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اکثر کی یہ حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اکثر کی یہ حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری ایک نائل پر ہے خدا کا کرم ایک نائل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا الحمدللہ منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك على كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافعهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات. صدق الله مولانا. Before starting our talk proper, we will just translate this beautiful ashar of our Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, Tabrizi Sani, Sue Taiba Jale Nabi Ke Qadr, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started walking towards Madinatul Munawwara. Put ourselves in that vision, Hijrat is taking place. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to what was known at that time, Yathrib, and then it became Medina. And this also, a poet has put it so beautifully. Mahne Shiqtiya. Mah is a Persian word used in Urdu also for man. Mah. Normally we say Mah. Mah. Meen and Ha. It's split. Mahne Shiqtiya. To apne gor mein le liya deen. Then it took in its left deen. That is, that if you put the letters now, meen, and you split it, ha is separate. And inside you put deen. What does it become now? Madina. So that the moon split, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's market. And when nobody was prepared to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the world, the people of Makkah wanted to assassinate him, wanted to, he must leave Makkah Sharif. Nobody, the Ansar of Medina, took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what they actually took, they took Deen, and Yathrib became Medina. And from there, a Deen spread in the whole world. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making Hijrah. And now when we are there, Bismat kaha, ye tawaf ke haram. Why? My taqdeer? Who am I? I'm making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. What is that? He is zameen pe chale the Nabi ke qadam. On the very same path, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's footsteps also planted. And today me, I know what a sinner, how dirty, how filth, but Allah has honored me. I'm also making tawaf in that same place. Jisse chipke the kal seenae anbiya. And yesterday, very recently in history, every bosom, chest of every Nabi was at Murtazam, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Mere seena ko haasil hai Allah. Today my chest and I, you are every Nabi. He has put his chest. Today I've got that opportunity and my bosom is right there.
Yeah.
معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ نت ہے. It's a miracle that when there were no means of measurements, no mathematical instruments, nothing to measure and calculate, etc. What's the dunya mein hai? Kaaba. Then today the Kaaba is in the very center of the earth. There are various ways by mathematical calculations where you can determine the center of the earth. Every system brings it to Kaaba. The very center, the navel of the earth. The very center of what is understood. When there was no means of calculating or anything, no navigators, a pilot today sets his plane on course, certain degree, and to the details of that degree, plane goes and lands. At that time there was nothing. But the very center of the earth, Allah Ta'ala means. Or Banuaya Harapna Yu Mukhtasa. And Allah made his house so small. Big people build big houses. Hey, there are only 2-3 in the family, but they built 10-12 bedroom house. And they got a big swimming pool and a tennis court and a jacuzzi and what to show we are big people. Hey, for the servants' quarters separate, for this separate, for that separate. They do all that. Allah, the biggest, made such a small house. And what was that in there? Sahal Hoda Kisapko Tawaf Haram. So that everyone could make his tawaf easily. Our Shaykh Abdullah used to say, at least if Allah, according to how great Allah is, if Allah would at least have made his house from Makkah till Jeddah, and then you had to make 7 tawaf, 7 rounds, right? What should happen to that? So big people, real big people, eventually we are big, they considered a small people. So Allah considered us and made a small house, so his tawaf can be made easily. Otherwise now 3-4 million people must make tawaf, and if tawaf, and it was from Makkah till Jeddah, and if it was till Medina, then what you say? Well, how should people manage? Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Varna malika kar ghar banata bara. If Allah Ta'ala made a very big house, khake rush girte sab zaimeen haram. All the visitors of Haram Sharif, they should have felt unconscious. Where could a person be? And the heat of Makkah Sharif, and making such a long tawaf. Apne Kaaba ka phera kya mukhtasar. The rounds of the tawaf made him so easy and so short. Sahib-e-Bait ki hai, ye shahan-e-Kaaba. This is the ihsan favor of Allah upon his visitors. That he made that the visiting so easy for all the people. Wo haram ki paharon pe sabza nahi. Though there is no greenery on the mountains of Makkah, of Medina in between, it's no Switzerland there, it is no Kashmir there, it is no Eastern Transvaal there, it is no garden route there. So why did Allah do this? Hey, magar wo dosto, paasbaan-e haram. They are looking after the haram. Hey, we don't understand. But those mountains, how they are? They are the guards of the haram. Otherwise, what should happen? Varna haji darakto mein baithe huye. Haji should go for hajj and pack the picnic basket every day. That here is a very nice waterfall. There is a very nice spring there. There is a very nice dam there. Every day, haji in the morning pack their picnic basket and they should go for picnic every day. Camera mein diya karte baab e haram. And they should take their cameras, their video cameras, and they should go there, video this, video that. Allah made it such that nobody's attention is to any other thing, you just come to the haram. And from here we should learn a lesson. Allah made it like that. Man, but shaitan, our enemy, today they have made all the shopping malls, they have made all other entertainment. Some people are just after food. They advise one another when you go for hajj, you must go and eat at that restaurant and you must go and have that dish. Allah stopped us that we don't go anywhere, we are only in the haram. We man made things, we are now diverting our attention to all other things. We should keep our attention only to the haram. Rabbi Kaaba se bhi, aur Kaaba se bhi, dur kar deete humko jibaal haram. If there was all greenery and beauty and water and wonderful little streams and rivers flowing, then we should have been distant from Allah and from the haram also. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام ہے and the protection of توحید اللہ has put in these mountains also. That you don't pay your attention anywhere only to Rabbi Ta'ala, only to Allah Ta'ala. So we should be particular. Don't worry about the other entertainment, shopping malls, and making a shopping list and all that. We should make a dua list. We should make an ibadat list. We should make a wazifa list. That I have to read so much, I have to read this. That should be our list, inshallah. Ye hijrat ka ek raaz hai, takmeen hai. And this is also a superordained secret from Allah Ta'ala. Warna roza bhi hota jawar haram. Otherwise, the roza mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have been next to Kaaba Sharif. And if that should happen, yes, roza mubarak, yes, haram sharif. Qalbi aashiq ke do tukre ya. The lover of Allah and the lover of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart should be split in two. Now where must I go? Must I go to Rosa? Must I go to Kaaba? So Allah Ta'ala saved us from that, just like Nana asked his grandchild, whose baby are you, Nana's or Nani's? Okay? And everyone he wants to say Nana's baby. And Nani wants a Nani's baby. So if Rosa also was there, Kaaba also was there, now which side do you know? So Allah Ta'ala made it such, the Miyani Haram, Rosa Muhtaram. If the Rosa was also there, at the Haram Sharif, Ja ke taiba mein de sab gumpat pe jaan. Now it is such, you go to Medina and you give yourself to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You read salat to salam. And you show your love and you read durood sharif. Aur Makkah bhi ho ja fidaa haram. And when you come to Makkah, you are devoted to Allah. Now you are making tawaf. Now you are at Murtazam. Now you are at Hajar al-Aswad. Now here you are one side by Allah, there you are one side by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise if both should be together one place, it should have been so hard. Budde vatan ki bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye. And the idol of the love of one's home, also by hijrat, this idol was also broken. This is also really not the language of a mu'min. Home sweet home. Home sweet home, there is no home sweet home for a mu'min. The whole world is our place. And we should get weak for the effort of deen, for tahleel and da'wah, for ulama. Let's leave our places and we go to any part in the world. Wherever the demand is, eh, the sahaba were like arrows. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shoot them in this part of the world, they gone there. Gone in that part and the sahaba, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, his qabr is his Istanbul. Hazrat Abu Darda, Hazrat Bilal in Damascus. All the sahaba, somebody in Tunisia, somebody in Egypt, somebody in Sudan, somebody in where, even till India, the graves of the sahaba are present there. To others, that is how a mu'min should live. Not that my, this is Western orientation, that home sweet home. That is not for a mu'min, that there is nothing like home sweet home. However, the only home is Jannah. And here in this world, the whole world is our home. The Western orientation, you have made a small plot is your home. A mu'min, no small plot. The whole world is our home. We must conquer the whole world, and we, the whole world is ours. A mu'min hasn't got just one small little place, and he just dies for that all the time. Working for sand and stone all the time, the beauty, the cleaning of it, and he leaves deen alone. A mu'min must be worried about the whole deen. So if Ayba Chale, Jab Nabi Qadam, went from Makkah Sharif, Allah made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make hijrah and go to Medina. At that time, the idol of home sweet home was broken. For a mu'min, no more home sweet home. Now leave Makkah Sharif also. For the sake of deen, go to Medina, where deen will spread. Mahne kya shit apne ko. The moon split itself. Jab ye dia deen ko apne ko. When it took deen in, and then deen spread. If we also make hijrat like that for the sake of deen, deen will spread in the world. Okay? And mashallah, brothers go 4 months, 40 days. But now ulama are going and giving their lives, South America, other places. Allah has blessed South Africa, where the ulama are going solely for deen. Not for greener pastures as far as dunya is concerned, but for the sake of deen. They are going and sacrificing their home. Otherwise, you know, it's not easy. But this idol is also being broken. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri, And as it says, my presence here in your house, O Allah, is now a help for them. This is the kindness of Allah on a person who is not worthy. Hazrat, mashallah, that he's teaching us a lesson. Don't think yourself that you are worthy to be there, and think it of the mercy of Allah. Ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hain. Main aaya nahi laaya gaya hoon. Main na samjha sarare mohabbat nahi samjha samjhaya gaya. Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam for this upon a human being. We are blessed with this honorable occasion, and there is great history to this. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was in Iraq. Allah had reputed him there for all the people to Tawheed. They were worshipping idols. His own father was not only a worshipper of idols, but maker of idols. And he used to sell idols. They used to make their god and then sell their god. That is a religion. What kind of a religion is that? With your own hands you make your own god. Then you make profit, you sell your god. And then your god, if he's standing, he's standing, he can't sit. If he's sitting, he's sitting, he can't stand. You put food in front of your god, he can't eat the food. Flies, mice come and eat it, he can't stop them also. And you believe all my work is being done by this god. How stupid. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah put it in him. Where can this be a god? Where can this be a leader? He stood up. But also understand, just like today, today there are different kinds of gods. These false beliefs and false religions and false ideologies, they keep on doing their rounds. They just come with a different mask all the time. And we fall just because they're wearing a different mask. Today in the form of modernism. And today in the form of westernization. And in that, in the form of the sports which we can't give up. In the form of the commentaries we can't stay. We haven't got time for Quran Sharif Tilawat. But my commentary I have to follow. News I have to listen. These are all the different distance gods coming with their different masks all the time. Today there was a people, Mujassama, a false people who believe that Allah is in a human body like ours now. Whereas Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing, you can't imagine how Allah is. And this also, Ajib, the Quran explains a certain point and says, كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. It is like the heads of the devils. Anyone saw shaitan yet? But when you say it's like the head of the devil, you get a picture very frightened. Very, without seeing it, Allah made it like that. Or something which is extremely beautiful. The beauty of a woman, or the handsomeness of a man, the Quran explains it, that the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, that, what is that? In her, ma hada illa malakun kareem. This is a farishta, an honorable farishta. Anyone saw farishtas? But when we read this ayat, you get a picture of extreme beauty in your mind. So Allah Ta'ala explains this. So just like that, that Allah Ta'ala, they believe Allah is not a body. Allah you can't even, like the shaitan you can picture in your mind. Extreme beauty of a farishta, but Allah you can't. Allah you can't believe. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Ardu sama, dekka. We saw the earth and the creation of Allah, and we found Allah Ta'ala. Judge Akbar Ilahabadi Rahmatullah Ali says that to mere dil mein aata hai, mere samajh mein nahi aata. Mere jaan gaya nahi teri pehchaan. You come in my heart to Allah, I believe in you, but I can't fathom you. I can't imagine you, there is nothing like Allah. We can't imagine Allah's wara, beyond our comprehension. But we believe in Allah totally. We can't comprehend Allah. So those people also who believe in the past, long time, this was a group in Islam where there's wrong belief that Allah has got a body. Today some people believe also that Allah is sitting on his arsh. And to sit, you need a body. So they believe that Allah, na'uzu billah, has got a body only without a beard and na'uzu billah without the private parts. Okay, what dirty, filthy beliefs about Allah Ta'ala. So these wrong beliefs make their rounds all the time. And we don't know where we get caught up in this also. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's time, his father was a maker of idols, seller of idols, worshipper of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we all have heard this, I won't go into the details, how the people went out to on the day, special day, like Eidgah, we leave our masjid, we go out. They had a day they should leave the temple and go and worship outside. Ibrahim alayhi salam found a good opportunity and he went and he broke the idols. And what he did, hung the chopper around the neck of the big idol, didn't break him. So when he came, man fa'al hadha bi'alihatina, who did this? God is supposed to protect you, but now they have to protect their God. They have to look after them. Who did this yet? Sami'na fatayn yadhkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. One boy, there was a young man, Fatan, and he used to talk bad about this idol. He's suspect number one. Bringing in arrest, interrogation. We let us interrogate him and he seems to be a suspect number one. They say, you did this, Ibrahim? He said, the evidence is so clear. All the idols are broken. The big idol is there, he's got the chopper. All your whole case is closed already. All the evidence is there. Hey, what? Then they realize that who we are worshipping. But also realize from this another great lesson. When a person, until Allah doesn't give hidayah, today people who they buy torn jeans, patched jeans, and they pay more for it than good jeans. But when hidayah is not there, that is the right thing to do. And you tell them a million times, you stupid, how can you pay more for this? It doesn't make sense to them. When today half socks cost more than full socks. Everyone is wearing it. That is what you must wear. And it doesn't make sense no matter how much. The more less a woman wears in her bikinis and in her minis, the more she pays for it. And which the hadith said, Kasiyat Aliyat. They will wear clothes but they will be naked. You see it with our eyes. And so much they pay to be naked. To be awrat, the very word awrat is a Arabic word actually, to cover. They must be covered, but they open themselves. And they pay more to open themselves than to cover themselves. Like the Hindus who wear their dhoti, 5 meters of material, but yet their body is open. A Muslim wears 1.5 meter of material, he covers his body properly. So this is how they are. So this is hidayat is from Allah. So they did not understand. They built a fire, huge fire. They could not go near the fire. They had to catapult Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. And also see on that occasion, when did Allah Ta'ala's help us? All this keep it in our mind. We are passing that history which we have to relive now when we are making qurban. When we go for Hajj, when the days of Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Shawwal comes, when now people are gone to Mecca, it is a history of all this that must be played in our minds. Not going to see a video or a film. Muslim doesn't need that. It must be in his mind. There must be no pornography in your heart. No pornography in your head. This is what must be in our minds. And not me. You must be filled with all this. So they burn that fire and Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they see that he's going to be thrown into the fire at this moment. And they offer his help. They ask, and they say, we have come with the permission of Allah. Also, there's not the time to go into the detail, but there's a great difference and it will take a lot of complications out of our mind if we understand the difference between the command of Allah and the permission of Allah. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ, what's it, 25? That is by the command of Allah. And the other is by the permission of Allah. So anyway, so he asked, did you come with the permission of Allah? Is Allah permitted that? He says, did Allah command you? No, Allah did not command us. We came and we got permission to come. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Imma ilay fala. I don't know you are. When Allah knows my plight, they are going to catapult me into the fire. huge fire. Allah knows I am satisfied. Whatever Allah decrees, that level of iman, we today make 2 rakats namaz, and we think I'm like Junaid Baghdad, and I'm like Rumi of the time, and I'm a great buzurg. We got no idea what iman is. Forget what namaz, salat is, and what hajj is, and what qurbani is. Today still, what iman is, we haven't come. If a person tastes iman, you see him as a different person. He's got nothing to do with the world. If a person just gets the taste of iman. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine what his level of iman. He said, I'm not worried. And then, and also remember that if the fire had become a garden before time, Namrud should be the first one to jump in there. It did not become before time, not one split second before. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam entered the fire, Kuni Bardan, and Quran is for him. That did not only say Kuni Bardan, that become cold, should have become a deep freeze. Ibrahim alayhi salam should have frozen in the fire, should become a deep freeze, and it should freeze in that deep freeze. Bardan was salam ala Ibrahim. And ala Ibrahim, if anyone else would have gone, it should have burnt him. It was exclusive for Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam had that iman. He trusted in Allah to that way. It was not a matter of making tahajjud whole night. It was not a matter of making zikr all the time. It's a matter of iman in the heart. Tawheed and the oneness of Allah and full belief in Allah. Wallah, today, one person has that iman, Allah's help will come accordingly. But we don't make effort on iman. We make effort on our salat. We make effort on a lot of tilawah, a lot of zikr. Other things we make effort, those who are pious. Those who are not pious, they make effort on other things. Some sports and cricket and dunya and gardens and holidays and parties and all those things. But those who are in deen, they make effort on ibadah, on mu'amal, on a'mal. And also on a'mal, if we make, that is also good. Hey, one is, like Jamaat brothers make an announcement that our success is in a'mal, actions. But what many of us, we don't pronounce correctly. We say our success is in a'mal. We say, and we like to go in Jamaat because we are taught because our success is in Amal. The more money you make, the more you become involved. Success is not in Amal. Success is in Amal, in action. But more than action. Remember also, in my humble knowledge, which I hardly possess anything, that I did not come any ayat where Allah has promised His help. With namaz, with zakat, with hajj. Yes, many ayat where Allah has promised His help with qualities. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Wa inna Allaha lama'al-muttaqin. Wa inna Allaha lama'al-muhsinin. With this inside qualities, but that we don't take. And that is the department what we call of the khalqa in the soul. To develop those inside qualities. كيفيه الاحسان ان تعبد الله كانك تراه that you worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah. To develop the quality of ihsan, of sabr, of taqwa, that is what is being taught here. This is also a great, great department of deen which we have made nasya mansiya, as though it does not even exist and as though there is no need of it. Where makatib are absolutely essential. Darul Uloom is absolutely essential. And Tabligh Jamaat is absolutely essential. And what great and fantastic work Tabligh Jamaat is doing. Together with that, the work of the Khanqa is also absolutely essential. It is the powerhouse where the current is coming through. You are building big houses, factories, huge, huge buildings, but there is no power being supplied. Everything is going to be a standstill. And this is you build your namazes. You build your rosas, you build your hajj, all big edifices and buildings of deen, but no ruhaniyat in it. There is no power in it, there is no reality. We have got formality, we haven't got reality. Okay? So that is this department. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam there, and according to riwayat, for 40 days they saw with their eyes Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he came out, he said, the best days of my life when the days I spend in that garden because of the fire. And this is Allah's Qudrat. Right in the fire He made a garden. Many people wonder that the malaika who are in Jahannam, control of Jahannam, and on that I'll mention one very great point, so simple, easy to practice. There are 19 malaika who are in charge in the affairs of Jahannam to control. And the word, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, has got 19 alphabets. A person who will read 19 times a day, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you won't enter the fire of Jahannam. So right, today when we eat, we don't read Bismillah. No, Bismillah is not on our tongue. We should make it a habit everywhere. And in the morning, early, try quickly to complete your quota. Anything you do, open the door of your car, Bismillah. You sit down, Bismillah. Try and complete your quota, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And a person, Ganzul Hummal's riwayat, a person who makes 20 times salam a day, or jawab, he answers 20 times salam, he will go straight to Jannah. There's salam also we don't make. Hey, hello, hi. And what is hello? Hell. Go to hell. And the lowest part of hell. Hell, low. And he also gives you that why you also go to hell. And salam Allah. Our Shaykh Salman Hazrat Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, said that when there was salam, come and afshaw salam. Make the salam common among you. And to understand the meaning of ifsha, afshaw salam. To understand the meaning of it, if you want a secret to spread in the world, more faster than internet also, TV also, everything, just tell somebody, I'm telling you this, but don't tell anybody. And see how it spreads. Or if you want to, then you make a telephone. Just tell a woman, and see how that secret spreads. The minute you tell a woman, see how that secret will spread. Okay? So salam was to be spread like that. But today we are shy to make salam even in our own house. And if somebody has to make salam, everyone wonders what will happen. One Maulana made bayan on the virtues of salam. So the family people, ladies bayan, the mother told the children that when daddy goes, Abba goes to work, we all have to make him salam. Great virtues of it. So they gathered on the balcony and when he was leaving, all in chorus, Assalamu alaikum. He got a shock, I'm going to die today. They're all making salam. This is our salam must be made common. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've got a lot of financial problems. To make my ends meet, just to two rotis, just to fill my stomach, I don't have enough. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, when you enter your house, make salam, read Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and read Durood Sharif. After a few days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him, asked him, how is it? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has put me in such a position, I help all my neighbors. And I help my poor relatives also. We don't understand, so in salam, there is salam. Today, Maulana Mazhar Sahib says, the sicknesses which we are hearing about, financial problems that we have got, discord, disunity in the husband and wife's hearts are torn apart. Parents and children's hearts are torn apart. All these problems, because there is no salam. And remember, by Allah, there is no vacuum. We are not making salam, so Allah put the TV there. So Allah's lanat and curses are coming. And when shaitans are born, and the farishtas of rahmat don't come, then it's not surprising to understand big, big houses, latest furniture, and the beautiful tiles and houses, but no muhabbat in the house. Hey, the hearts are torn apart. They earning, everyone is earning financial problems. And when salam was common, only the father used to earn. And big families, 12 children, 15 children, and nobody else should earn, and all were living nicely. And 3 meals a day, all should sit together and eat. Now everyone is so busy earning, no meals also. Now only notices on the fridge. The wife leaves a notice, you must take out this, warm it in the microwave and you must eat. They don't even see one another. Weekend perhaps they will see one another. Hey, this kind of a life, we don't realize. In Islam is Jannah's life in the dunya. And we want to live the life of Jannah. That is the life of shaitan, the life of the kuffar. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came out, and then he made hijrah, he went to Sham, Syria. This was all one area, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, it was all one area. And then Allah commanded him, go to Makkah Sharif. He went there, and on the way he made dua to Allah, Rabbi habni min as-salihin. And Allah blessed him with a child when he was 86 years old. And his child, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, was born. Later, he did not make dua. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We gave him glad tidings of another son when he was 99 years old. A 13 years difference between the ages of Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. Anyway, then Allah commanded him again to go to Makkah. He should go on his buraq. Allah gave him. What is our jumbo jet? Nothing compared to the buraq. Regularly he should visit Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. When the boy came, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, he came to the age that he could now help his father, run around and do the errands for his father. At that time Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, قَالْ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Allah has commanded me and slaughtered. Then he asked his son not to take bashura from his son. What does he say? But to test the level of iman. Is he also ready to give himself? A young boy, according to Mufassirin, between the age of 7 and 17, at that age he says, Ya Abati Fadma, immediately, oh my father, what Allah has commanded you, you do it. You don't even ask me. There is no question about asking. Dr. Iqbal, the famous Dr. Iqbal, Allama Iqbal says, was it the blood of the father that the boy could give such an answer? Or was it the milk of the mother that she brought him up, made his tarbiyat in such a way that this, today our boys are between 7 and 17, soccer, cricket, cell phone, games all the time. And also while we are on the way, these games realize, we many of us think, well, it's an innocent thing, children are playing games, keeping themselves occupied, let them play games, buy a game station for them also. Let them on the cell phone, games, what's wrong with games? Let them play. There's just amongst the many, one of them is, there is a one game that there is a book lying on the ground. And the more you kick it, etc., the more points you win. And when you superimpose on that book, you find it is the Quran Sharif. So they are making us with our own way and putting it in the children to disrespect and dishonor the Quran. Then there is a sound that they portrayed as a very bad sound, very evil. It's traumatizing, that sound. When you hear properly, it is azan. They make us believe that na'uz billah azan is a bad sound. Whereas, unfortunately, it's not the time. But keep on coming, we have our programs, listen to the talks. In other talks we explain that this azan, what effect it has on the Christian people. Azan, what effect it has on non-Muslim people. Then there is one gate where there are the villains, the bad guys. And the more you kill them, the more points you score. And when you check properly, they are Muslims. In other words, Muslims are bad people. You must get rid of them. They ingrain it in the child. And we think little games the children are playing, what's wrong with them? With Allah Akbar. Once in Lusaka, I was giving a bayan, and I mentioned this in the bayan, about this, similar things. So one professor of the university came to me after the bayan, and he asked me, Maulana, you heard this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. I sat on a high wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. So I say, yeah, we heard, you said, the meaning. I said, the meaning, how we understand English words? He said, there is a much more deeper meaning. Humpty Dumpty, they are referring to Islam, calling Islam Humpty Dumpty. Like some people, when he thinks I'm a bad guy, he says I'm a bad chap, Hong Kong person, I'm a bad person. He calls himself like that. So I'm a bad person. So they call Islam Humpty Dumpty. Islam is a Humpty Dumpty set on a high wall. When Islam in Spain, the greatest progress Islam made materially was in Spain. All the mathematical, scientific inventions, and where Muslims went as far as deen is concerned, as far as dunya is concerned, they went to a great height. And then they worked in such a way that they destroyed the Muslims in Spain. And Spain today, Masjid at Cordoba, which was a masjid, which today it's a masjid so big that how many churches are built in the masjid? Not one church, so many churches in the masjid are built. A place that was so great for Allah's ibadah. Today, at one time you are not allowed to wear a topi to anything. Now they allow that, but you cannot make sajda there. You can't make two rakats of namaz, it's not allowed there. How they dropped us. And all that Muslims, they send them to South America, dumping ground for the Muslims of Spain, of Lebanon, of Palestine. All the time they dump them in South America. And in between passing, like we mentioned this also, in San Diego, the capital of Argentina, there is one very good Muslim brother of ours, Abdullah Saud, is an Arab. He's actually a Saudi, but he was in Palestine. He was a small little boy when they exiled them. The many years ago, now he's about near 60, more than 60 years old. So maybe 55 years old. He was a small boy. And his father was a grown-up man. And Sharon, who was the Prime Minister of Israel, at that time he was an army general, was a young man and spoke Arabic also very well. And his father told him, the father of Abdullah Saud told him, when they exiled us from Palestine, what did Sharon say? Sharon said, this is your ground. Palestine is your ground. It belongs to you. You will come back to it. You will own it again, but not today, not tomorrow. Today we are in charge. We are chasing you off from there. Blackening your face and chasing you off. But you will come back. You will get your hand back. When? When your masjids get full for Fajr. How they get full for Juma, you'll be back here. They know this so detailed, but we don't know. Fajr time, we all want the sun of Islam to rise. But when the sun rises, the sons of Islam are fasting. We turn around, we hear the alarm, but we turn around and we go and sleep again. How can Islam rise like that? Correct ourselves. Mufti Taqi Usmani, the Ahmed Barakatum, what a beautiful example again. He said, every Muslim in the world wants Islam to flourish in the world. We want Islamic laws, we want Islam to flourish, everywhere there must be Islam. He said, you don't need a big budget for it, you don't need a military for it. You don't need a lot of finances. You don't need manpower, officers, computers. All he said, what an example, that every Muslim is a country of his own. He's a complete country with many provinces. The province of the brain, province of the eyes, province of the tongue, ears, hands, legs, heart, etc. All different provinces. And you are the prime minister, president of your country, lifelong. You don't have to fight for elections. You don't have to campaign for votes, nothing. You are the president. And in your parliament, you've got no opposition. You are the sole prime minister whole life. So when you've got no opposition and you want Islam to come in the world, so bring Islam in your eyes. To look how Allah commands us to do. Bring Islam in your mind. Bring Islam in your heart. Bring Islam in your hands and leg. Every person does it. By tomorrow morning, Islam is in the world. If we who are sitting here, if we do it, Islam will come in lands to us. Whole of lands will be full of Muslims. But we are not sincere to ourselves. All just free Zubani Kharaj, just to talk. Like Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person was going with a basket of bread on his head. His dog was dying and he was crying crocodile tears, my dog is dying. So people ask, why are you crying? My dog, see, my lifelong companion, he's dying. Why is he crying? Hunger, no food. So he said, what you got on your head? He said that I've got bread. So why don't you give 2 pieces of bread? He said, that cost me money. Tears are free of charge. Tears are like a big, big crocodile tears free of charge. That is our condition. We talk shop, everywhere is open. In the house, with the wife. The way we talk it, what is happening in Iraq, and here, and big talks we are having. With our friends, big talks. But we can't talk, we can't read the third kalima during these days. We can't read fourth kalima. We can't make our namaz. What talks we make. But little amal that we are then useless. Then I'm very weak. A person says also, Lord Jadu. Therefore, namaz are very lazy, very weak. But I have to go shopping once.
Yes.
Shaitan is your big jadu, is making jadu. You make your himmat. Every person has got the himmat to do the right thing. You say you can't get up for fajr. Nice. Jadu is such an easy scapegoat. Blame everything on jadu. Don't do anything what you have to do. Just say jadu, so I can't get up for fajr. Right? You have extramarital affairs, other affairs with other women. Fights in the house, people make jadu. Right? You doing all wrong onda, dhanda, with all other things, and now you come and say jadu here. No, jadu, you come right. And you can if you are since today, we go on. The Quran says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They want to deceive Allah. Who can deceive Allah? And the believers. The Quran, Allah's power, their first presence, absolute, authoritative word of Allah. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are only deceiving themselves. If a person just becomes reasonably sincere with himself, not 100% reason, you don't be sincere to your wife, you don't be sincere to your job, to your boss, to anyone, but be sincere to yourself. You don't be sincere with Allah also, but be faithful to yourself, be sincere and see what changes will come. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah commanded him now to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam. And it wasn't a small thing, it was a very, very great thing. Maulana Ashraf Ali Khanwi rahmatullah Ali says, Allah did not command him to slaughter himself. To slaughter a father, to slaughter himself is easier than slaughtering his son. You are finished now. You are leaving the world, you are now 86, you are now 99 years old, 100, over 100 years. If I die, what's the difference? My son must carry my name. Businesses we have established in this year. 100 years old business, 150 year old. Your son is going to make your name shine in the world. You are finished. To slaughter yourself was not a big deal. To slaughter your son was a big thing. So Allah ordered the slaughter. In other words, Allah wanted total fanaia. You must finish and annihilate your nafs completely. Today we are, whether we like it or not, myself, all of us included, we are the worshippers and slaves of our desires. Have you seen that person who has made his own desires his God? I want to look at that woman. I don't see it's Allah's command, it's haram. I must set aside, I must look at her. I want to speak to her, I go and speak to her. I don't see Allah's command in that. First of all, I'm lazy. How many people of us came from Shah? Okay, from different masjids and different places. But our own Muslims in every masjid, Maghrib time, how many Muslims? Tomorrow, mashallah. Masjid will be full. And before the Imam finishes his salah, you hear already people all here who don't come for namaz. But they will be there Fajr time. The Imam hasn't finished his takbir stuff. And the minute takbir tashreeh is over, they also over. Their battery gone flat also. Next year they will emerge again. And that is their part of Islam. That those during these 3, 4 days, 23 namaz, they are there, which is also a good thing. But read that takbir also, with that fervor also, and with the meaning, and with the passion of it. And bring the meaning of those words. They are not simple words. They are great, great formulas. More than the formula of making an atomic bomb or something. More than the formula of on your computer, what you can do. The greatest formula is La ilaha illallah. The greatest formula is third kalima, fourth kalima. These are such great formulas, but we don't appreciate La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What formulas Allah has given us, but we don't appreciate, we don't associate ourselves. Today we are worried of paper money. Just make having paper money. And worse than having paper money, we have a big bank balance. Wallah, your bank balance is nothing more than figures. Whether they are 3 figures, whether they are 5 figures, 8 figures, 10 figure bank balance you got, it's only a figure. How many people in the world, if the bank which are controlled by our enemies, all the banks, if it just comes in their head, freeze this man's account, all that goes to zero. You've got nothing in your bank. Your paper money is only paper. And not far off, Mozambique is our neighboring country. Burma, Rangoon, we got family in Rangoon. people of Gujarat, Nanded, all these places were there. And Allahu Akbar, when the government changed and they nationalized everything, people who actually had a whole wall built, as I say, and from the bottom to the top with money, it overnight it was useless. It wasn't even worth burning it to light your fire. That money had no value, it lost its value completely. This is what kis par bharosa kiye hue hain, koi saaye par bharosa kiye hue, just on the shadow we are depending. These things are heavy. These things which Allah Ta'ala has given our deen, our akhirah, these are one subhanallah, tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wa al-ardh. But you got yaqeen. If you haven't got yaqeen, oh, they're just bogies they talk and they don't know what they're talking. But if you got yaqeen, then we will realize. One ustad told his student that one ayat of the Quran Sharif, one masala, is more better than the whole dunya and everything the dunya contains. Student got very happy. I'm learning how many ayats a day I'm becoming hafiz. 10 ayats, 20 ayats. How many masalas I'm learning of deen. And how, what I'm learning. One day his sandal, chappal, broke. So he took it to the shoemaker to fix up. The shoemaker asked him, how much will you pay me? So he happily said, I'll teach you one masala, which is more than the whole world and what you contain. The shoemaker took the chappal and threw it in his face. He said, what must I do with one masala? I want 5 rand, 10 rand. The boy got confused. My ustad told me that one masala, one ayat is better than the whole world and what it contains. But yeah, one masala can't fix up my shoe. Can't fix up my, forget buying a new sandal. Forget fixing up my shoe, my sandal, my chappal. Do pandi chappal. You can't even fix that up. It's got no value. So he came crying to the ustad, you told me something, but something else happened. Ustad understood his dilemma, what's his problem. So the ustad took a very valuable thing and sent a responsible person with the child back to the shoemaker. He tell, go and tell the shoemaker to fix up your chappal. And if he asks you what you'll give me, tell him I'll give you the stone. So he went, he said, that he threw the chappal back on his face. What must I do with the stone? I want 5 rand, I want 10 rand, whatever, how much it will cost me to fix it up. Then the ustad sent him with that person and the diamond to the jeweler in the town. When he went there, when the jeweler saw that diamond, he said, nobody can pay for it. Only the king has got so much money to pay for it. Then the ustad, explained to him, see my son, that shoemaker doesn't know the value of a diamond. So therefore, he is not prepared to fix up your chappal for a diamond. The jeweler knows the value. So we who don't know the value of our deen, rands and cents are 5 rand is very valuable to us. 10 rand, 100 rand is very valuable. But the kalima, that hasn't got value in our heart. And Quran Sharif, ayat of the Quran, had we known the value, and that Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know the value. And all it has been said in the Quran, what is great. Anyway, now when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is going to slaughter his son. And then, Allahu Akbar, what a, and this also, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullahi alayhi, what a beautiful point he noted here, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was commanded, Ya Bunayya, inni arafil manam anni adbahuka. I am slaughtering you. The present continuous tense, I am slaughtering you. He was not commanded, inni zabahtuka, that I have finished slaughtering you. I am busy slaughtering you. And that he did, fully. And how also his son, Ismail alayhi salam, a young boy, said, my father, you are my father, you love your son. And when our eyes will meet, this love will come in between the command of Allah. You don't want to fulfill mera beta, mera dahte jigar, mera dure chashm, the coolness of my eye. How can I stop it? So blind for yourself, blind for me. Sharpen your knife. Let it be so sharp that you just put it down and it slaughters me one time. Finish. And turn me around the other side. Don't let our eyes meet, even though they are blindfolded, he told me. And then Ibrahim a.s. with all his force is putting the knife to slaughter his son. But Allah's command is that Allah made the knife blunt and told him, if you dare even just touch my Nabi, Ismail a.s. one hair, you dare touch. And everything, there is another great lesson of Tawheed to learn with this Qur'an, that everything is under the command of Allah. It is not in the knife to cut. The knife cannot cut on its own. It's not in medicine to give shifa unless Allah is. It's not food that fills your stomach, Allah wants you to get food. Otherwise, that same food won't fill your stomach. You eat and eat, you say, I don't know what's happening today, I'm eating so much. Or you eat and that food will become illness for you. Now, whole night you can't sleep. You're running up and down to the toilet whole night. You can't sleep. Food was supposed to give you, fill your stomach, give you strength. But all your strength, running 20 times to the toilet, you are totally dehydrated. It isn't in the food, it is in nothing of this world. It is in the hands of Allah. If Allah wants to, He will make your life like a Hurul Een of Jannah for you. And if Allah wants to, Allah will make that wife the worst torment in your life. You won't be able to divorce and get rid of her, and you won't find any peace and happiness also. If you make Allah unhappy, Allah will use your dearest things to make you unhappy. And if you make Allah happy, Allah will use your worst enemies to help you. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is making hijrah. Who protected him? The style of him. Who protected him? The dirt came, became a layer, and Allah wants to give protection, He gives him all that protection. And when there is no protection, what security? The armies have got in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And for the Taliban, that is not even a straw in front of them. They just walk through all that, and what casualties they inflict on these people. Their minds are out of order that what is happening. It is all in the hands of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes this Quran, and this is our Quran that we have. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Imam Hadrat ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah ta'ala ordered this ram to be slaughtered which came, which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered it. And whoever makes Qurbani till today on the tariqah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gets the same sawab as slaughtering your actual son. As those who actually slaughtered your own son, so much sawab. And so Quran, Bahadil Allah Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is this Quran all about? What is its story? Sunnah of Abikum Ibrahim. It is the way of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. How he had sacrificed and Allah who had passed. Islam is a living religion, it's not a dead religion. Other governments, religions, etc., they go and worship Isa alayhi salam, the putla, the form of Isa alayhi salam, they worship it. Other people worship, Hindus worship the idols they make, they worship it. Allah didn't order us that go to Mina, and there is the form of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and there is the ram, and he's busy slaughtering and pay homage. No, you yourself become a statue, a living statue of slaughter. And Allah made this Qurbani not to be only in Mina. It was a reaction. Qurbani is in Mina. Allah made it for the whole world. And tomorrow, how many animals are going to be slaughtered? On Sunday. Yeah, but us on Sunday, how many animals will be slaughtered? Monday, Tuesday, the whole world. All of that is that living statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not a dead statue. You yourself become that and you slaughter with your own. So much it has been commanded, every person must try and slaughter himself. So much so that even a woman, if she can slaughter, she must slaughter with her own hands. And if she can't, she must be present with parda, due parda arrangement. She must be present to see her Qurbani to be slaughtered. And there is another great lesson. Al-mu'minul qawi, khayru min al-mu'minil da'i. A strong mu'min is better than a weak mu'min. Mu'min must be able to see blood. And must be able to see blood flow. Don't be weak. Some people, they just see one drop of blood and they faint. That is not how a mu'min is supposed to be. Mu'min must be able to see blood and must be able to see blood flow also. So this is also a great lesson to learn. And also, you can make out your Qurbani right after chair for 10 animals in Malawi, 20 animals in Mozambique, in India, different places. When asked Mufti Sahib, you're a reliable person, very reliable. So reliable that some hajis were going from Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif. On your way, those days, they had to fill petrol at the filling station. Just around the filling station, there was a whole camp with all animals in there. She said, very nice animals here. So we found out, yes, these are for Qurban. If you want to, you can book your animals, we'll make your Qurban. Very happy, we will be relieved. We don't have to go to the Mizbah. We don't have to slaughter, they will do it. How much price fixed everything? So that this is now your fixed, your Qurban animals. The person was supposed to leave. One person had to go to toilet suddenly. When he went to toilet from the window, he saw that man is selling all that animals to the next bus. Every bus that comes, he's selling all that animals to every bus. So where is your Qurban will be? And this is today in the world, it's called one article we received. People who are so authentic, so genuine, with inverted commas, they tell you, now we are busy slaughtering. And they phone you away from India, now your animal is slaughtered. They phone you from Pakistan, your animal is finished slaughtered. When you come to know there was no animal there, nothing was slaughtered there, all that money is pocketed. Okay? So all this, yeah, but we are just happy that a good money is made. Do it with your own hands and you know it is time. At least your own wajib qurbani, nothing if you want to send and you have got satisfaction. So Mufti Sahib saying you are reliable people? Yes, very reliable. Today reliable, this is the meaning of reliable. And everything else also. One was a time when we knew this food is halal, chicken is halal. Now it is no more halal, it's certified halal. So as long as it's certified halal, it's all right. The one person in the OFS, now he's priesting after New South Africa, person was traveling, he saw somewhere writing the bundus there, takeaway, and halal, very happy, yeah, we got halal. So he went and buy. White man was there, he's shocked. So he asked the man, halal? He said, yeah, halal. What does halal mean? He said, I don't know what it means. Since I put it here, I see my business is gone. Like the Taoist. Yeah, that is how we Muslims, you just say halal, who put it, what's behind it, doesn't matter. As long as halal is written, it's halal. Yeah? One family from Port Fitas, Ras, new name now.
Makupani.
Their son and daughter was studying in Bodo. So they came and visit weekend. So all said, we're eating out today, we're not cooking food. So they went and back, they ordered it, takes a little while, then they prepare it, bring it. So in the meantime, to make conversation, they asked that person who was working there, a black man, that halal, yeah, what does halal mean? He said, halal means piri piri. You just put some masala in there. That is the concept of halal. And today you are happy, things is halal. Yeah, in net, some years ago, ladies went on a strike, you're not cooking, you must go and buy from their takeaways. They went to buy some, what you call this, something, whatever this food was. And then one mother and a little child was next to her. Found a whole ducha, big bundle of hair in the floor. So she showed her mother, just hushed it down. And be quiet, nobody will eat now. Eh? After a little while, more bigger ducha came. And then now nobody would eat. This is, and there's not the time to go in this discussion, but what is happening, but we are just happy with halal certified. Eh? And we are just happy that it is kosher, it is this, it is that. Find out what is happening. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this qurbani that we have to do, and if we do it in the sunnah way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you get the sawab of slaughtering your own son even today. Okay? And Islams, I'll end up on this, the best way of slaughtering is the Islamic system. I read about this, when we were in Germany, I mentioned it to them. Immediately they told me, yeah, in the city of Bonn, university town of Germany, this research was done there, that they put electrodes on the brains of the animals to measure how much pain it gets. And they found that our Islamic system of slaughtering, the least pain the animal gets, very, very little. I'll just describe this little bit. The pain nerves, which carry pain to the brain, that you are feeling pain, they run in your throat. And when you slaughter, they are the first ones to get slaughtered. So no more pain for it anymore. Pain is finished, cut off. And then the nerves that carry messages, they run in the neck, here in the back. That's why it is makruh to slaughter the whole head of the animal. With a goat you won't do that, with a cow it can't happen, but with a chicken many times. If a person got a heavy hand, the whole head gets cut off. It's a makruh. It shouldn't be done. It's jayz, you can eat it, but it is makruh. You must just slit the throat. And also slaughtering is not how you're cutting, slicing bread. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Don't slaughter like that. You must one time, one slit. One down that side, one up the side to make sure the four veins are cut. The two veins carry blood and the water gathered, the food gathered and the air gathered. Three out of the four are cut, your animal is halal. Hey, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and that is the amount you must slaughter. Don't slaughter the whole head. So the nerve that carries messages is still alive. And now the brain is giving message to the heart that I need blood. Blood is not coming to me. Because where it's slaughtered, all the blood is going out. So the heart works more harder. That is why the animal kicks, or the fowl kicks. It's not because of pain. It is sending the last bits of blood to the head. And then the head, now blood is still not forthcoming, because the heart is sending the blood, but it's all spilling out here at the throat. Then it sends the messages to the legs, to the front legs, back legs, to the legs of the fowl, the wings of the fowl. And that's why it flutters now. And it kicks its legs and all that. It's not because of pain. It's sending out because headquarters haven't got blood. Headquarters, the pain is the most important. You must send blood. So it tries its utmost to send and all that blood comes out from here. And that animal where all the blood has come out is the most tastiest and the most healthiest. Still today, how many non-Muslim people, ZCC particularly, many white people, Dutch people, they want halal. They say it's very tasty that meat. So that is where all this meat, where all the blood has come from. On the other hand, the stunning of the animal, whichever form, electrical shock for little chickens, or a stunning gun, or you shoot the animal, that animal becomes brain dead. Very little blood, even if it is halal, you slaughtered it when there was still life. It's halal. Or like even in hunting, you shot the animal, you rushed, you slaughtered it when it was still alive. It's halal. But very little blood comes out. Most of the blood remains in that animal. And that animal is unhealthy and there is no good taste in that animal also. But the animal where all the, and the most pain is felt, like a person who's like in a concussion. How he's terrible, he's disorientated completely. That animal gets completely disorientated when it is stunned. And when it is slaughtered, it is the best of all animals slaughtered. And Allahu Akbar. When we were small, in our neighborhood, there were colored people living. And Christmas time, New Year's Day, they used to have a nice meal. And I saw with my eyes, they should buy a fowl from our neighbor and then take a chopper and hold it and chop the head. What a brutal way of killing. Islam's way is the most honorable way of taking. And the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you have to keep killing the most honorable way. And the way that has got the least respect. The Sikh people, the Sardarji, they know Sardarji. Only one Sardar in the world, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the Sikh people, they eat swine, pig. And how they kill it? It's also Allah's creation, the pig. Hey, it's haram for us to eat it, but all the world's Allah's creation. They take a red iron rod, make it red hot in the fire. And from the back, they push that right into the animal. And in this way, they kill that animal. The pig is full of filth and dirt. Its akhlaq and character is so bad, and you kill it so bad. So, and back to those people, what can you have hope that Islam will come in there? When they eat that meat, what you eat is what makes you. If we eat halal and tayyibah, ya ayyuha rusul, kulu min al-tayyibah, and the natural result of it, wa'amalu salihah. When our food is wrong, then we can't do now namaz, we are lazy. Now we can't control the eyes. The eyes have been fed with haram, the eyes only want to see haram. The tongue has been fed with haram, the tongue only wants to talk haram, swearing, backbiting, rumor mongering, all bad things, that's all. Your mind has been fed with haram, you only think haram now. How can you think? Feed it with halal, it will think halal. Feed it with your tongue, feed it with halal, and your tongue will speak wonderful words. So this is an occasion that all of these lessons must be brought into us. May Allah give us tawfiq that the reality of Qur'an comes into us and that we live according to this. And really, as I mentioned this afternoon, Jummah time, 1 year make your life correct. What is required of you in Muharram, in Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadil Ula, Jamadil Thani, Rajab, Shaban, then comes Ramadan, then comes this Mawsim. Your whole life of dunya will be made, your whole life of Akhir will be made. Spend at least 1 year in the correct way. For that, alhamdulillah, try to attend the programs. We try in our humble way by the barakat of our Shaykh and by Allah's Fazal to bring this to our brothers also. We have a program every Tuesday night in Azadville, in the Darul Uloom. Then the first weekend of the Islamic month we have programs. Here, mashallah, our friends have started, I think, in 3-4 masjids. Try to attend all these programs, inshallah, and then see the great benefit of it. May Allah give us all the means.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Tu Mera, Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu. Mujhko faqat Tujhse Ho Muhabbat, Khalq Se Main Bezaar Rahu. Har Dam Zikr O Fikr Main Tere, Mast Rahu, Sarshar Rahu. Hosh Rahe Na Mujhko Kisi Ka, Tera magar hoshiyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa maabood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, sab hai tere zer lagi. Jinnon inso ulo malaik, arsho kursi charkho zami. Kono haka mein laik sajda, kono haka mein laik sajda, tere siwa hai noor-e mubin. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tera darda band kar main kisi ka, dast nazar hai shah na ho. Banda e malo zar na ban main, talib e izzo jah na ho. Raah pe teri par ke qiyamat tak main kabhi bewaah na ho. چین نلو میں جب تک راز وحدت سے آگاہ نہ ہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان ہے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے
تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا گو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط پر یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آ کے بند صبح ہے میرے دلا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ
come forward by Dinar to take back. He's actually back to Manana Zayd, but just for Barakah and very briefly, Ba'at is Sunnah is not for us to become Ba'at, and the object of Ba'at, that is for us, and that is Islah, to correct our Deen spiritual life. And to understand that is very easy if a person has continuous migraine, cholesterol is high, blood pressure, sugar, he goes for treatment. So treatment for spiritual diseases is for us. If a person got pride in him, his eyes are not under control, he's got anger in him, or he's lazy for namaz, this treatment is for us. And take that, many of us, we just say that we are weak. No, take your treatment, get better, and you'll see you'll become strong, you'll be healthy. So this is what it is to take this treatment. And this is just a preliminary diagnosis with the doctor. As you have a medical doctor, here you have a spiritual doctor. And this spiritual doctor is not that kind of tabloid, all this mama who does all funny things, and that doctor who does all funny things. They're not that spiritual doctor. This doctor, inshallah, by Allah's kudrat and Allah will remedy. So that is what is this to take. And then medicine is given, prescription, follow it. And then keep contact. Few things to be done. What is the medicine? To maintain Islamic identity, dressing wherever we are. Go to work at home, go to for a holiday, go shopping, go for a picnic, whatever, but keep Islamic dressing as far as possible. Second, to read Quran Sharif daily. Third, to read 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first time and more or less every 10th time, whole kalima with Durood Sharif. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong things from my heart. Pride, jealousy, hatred, laziness, all that I'm taking it out. And with illallah, I'm putting it right. 100 times you purify in your heart, how won't it become purified? And 100 times Allah. After the first step to say Jalla Jalaluhu is wajib. And say with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you. Oh Allah, you love me, you come in my heart. 100 times, how won't a person get the love of Allah Ta'ala? And then keep contact with your chef, keep contact and inform him regularly what is happening. He'll modify then your prescription, your medicine, as you require. Such a person makes great strides in the spiritual field. And a person who becomes bad but doesn't follow it up, he may just be barakati only, but he'll just remain there. So that is what we have to do, inshallah. So come forward, inshallah. أعيد إلى أربي الخطبة المجيء في الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه
ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. بفتح الله عليك توبة وكفر الكفر وكفر الشرك وكفر النفاق وكفر البدعة وكفر Malaysia, and in particular, in the sense of the love of dunya, and be unmindful of akhirah, from the sense of following my wants, my desires, and be unmindful of the commandments of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah, and from the sentence of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform five times the Namaz, and well as the Jama'at, and as the Masjid, according to the Holy Spirit, to fast during the month, during the month of Ramadan, and zakat, which comes compulsory to discharge the sex. The Hajj becomes compulsory to perform Hajj, and we always conscious of my Islam and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and of the Naqshbandiya, and of the Qadiriya, and of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, I have barakah to all the of all four sins, except my Tawbah, except my death. O Allah, as long as I love you, grant me an Islamic Iman in my life. Just before mouth, grant me Tawbah and Rasulah. Grant my mouth, my Iman in Tawbah, and tell my Shahad, wa ta'afidah, Izzah, Zahrah, Salaam, and Amr. And gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the right paths. Shaykh, Shaykhana wa khitamuhu misk wa dua minkum insha'Allah. Ala rahatikum izri sunak wa al-ulana. Mawlana,
ala akhir, nahnu yantabiru min kalimatik.
ونحن نلتمس دعاءكم إن شاء الله العزيز بإذن الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمة ونبي الرحمة ونور الهدى وخير الورى وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالإيمان والإحسان وتلاوة القرآن. اللهم ارزقنا توفيق الطاعة وبغض المعصية وإخلاص النية والرجوع إليك بالكلية. وافتح مسامع قلوبنا لسماع أمرك وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ويسر علينا ولا تعسر علينا وتمن بالخير. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول ويتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اجعل الحجاج حجا مبرورا وزيارة مقبولة وذنبا مغفورا وعملا صالحا مقبولا. اللهم شاركنا في دعائهم وشاركهم في دعائنا. اللهم يسر علينا ولا تعسر علينا ويسر عليهم ولا تعسر عليهم وتمن بالخير. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب. ربنا تقبل منا كما سمعنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل وبارك وسلم على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.